This is program number LW2539. It happened in New York City some time ago. Hi, this is Larry West. It was at a gentleman's clothing convention there that they decided to prove that their clothes could make any man look successful. Let me tell you about it today. Executives from clothing industries all over the United States, contemplating as to how to make their point, decided that they would go out and find some wino on the street, bring him in, give him a bath, cut his hair, and dress him up in the most expensive clothes they had. They did it. They found him. The fellow was filthy, and what he had on his back was nothing but rags. They brought him into a reserved hotel room and went to work on him. They looked like doctors working on a patient in an operating room. He emerged spick and span, wearing a fabulous suit, spit-shined shoes, I guess you could say, and there he stood, manicured fingernails, hair cut and styled, you name it. They proved their point. Clothes can make a man look successful. A few months went by, and reporters decided to follow up on it to see if all this attention and apparel had really changed him. You know where they found him? In an alley, wearing the same old rags he wore before. And it was as though it had never happened. The true story has a moral. Clothes don't make a man. Oh, he can look successful, but only for a while. He can still be a bum, even in gentleman's clothing. You know, if an individual is going to change, it's got to come from the inside. From the inside. Ever heard of Nathaniel Hawthorne? He became a famous novelist and short story writer in the United States. He lived from about the first to the middle of the 19th century. Nathaniel Hawthorne wrote a story called Earth's Holocaust. The story is about people who tried to make a cleaner world by burning up all the threatening things. Literally, in the story, they brought their liquor, their tobacco, their trashy magazines, they brought their firearms, their counterfeit money, their gambling devices. They brought all such things together and piled them into a great big heap, and then they struck a match. The flames mounted up until it seemed it would almost get out of control and burn up the entire city. Well, in the story, the good people are cheering, claiming the victory. But in the story, the wicked people weren't so happy. There's one man who even threatens to drink the last drop of liquor and then go out and hang himself in a tree. Well, there was one onlooker in that crowd of wicked ones who was shrewder than the others, and finally he turned to them and said, "Be not so cast down, my good friends." He said, "You shall not see good days yet. There's one thing these wiseacres have forgotten to throw into the fire, and without which all the rest of the conflagration is just nothing at all." One fellow spoke up and said, "What is that?" And the man said, "What but the human heart itself." He said, "Unless they hit upon some method of purifying that foul cavern, forth from it will reissue all the shapes of wrong and misery, the same old shapes or worse ones, which they have taken such a vast deal of trouble to consume to ashes." He said, "Take my word for it, it will be the old world yet." The dirty old man had a point. It's not what's on the outside that changes us people. It's what's on the inside. It's only when a man changes his mind that he can get a cleaner life, and we can get a cleaner world, for that matter. A new suit doesn't make him better. You can't throw away his bottle and burn his trashy magazines that will by itself change him. He's got to want to change, and that's something nobody can make him do, except himself. I was in Washington, D.C. not long ago, and a policeman friend of mine who now works with White House Security, and I were driving through a high-crime area in the capital city. He turned to me and said, "The only thing these people don't do are those things they haven't thought of." You see, it comes from the inside. The Bible says, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." Now, think about that one today. I'm Larry West with World Radio. And I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet I think you'll like, and it's yours simply for the asking. It's entitled, "How Would You Like to Be Problem-Free?" How about that one? How would you like to be problem-free? Why don't you write me for it? It's yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.